And a happy Tuesday to all Hank fans and family that may celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Thank you, sir. 24th day of the 6th month of 2025. 175 in, 190 left to go. Getting close to that tipping point. 10 days until Independence Day.
Woo!
Which is on a Friday this year.
All right.
Today, otherwise known as UFO Day. It's the first of two that we have, so we get visited twice by UFO today.
Oh, also, that's nice.
Also known as Flying Saucer Day, if you prefer. It's Pralines Day.
The praline is, that's kind of like just corn syrup, isn't it?
And nuts.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
And syrup. Swim a lap day. It'd be good just to...
Good cardio.
To sit right in there.
Tis the season.
Well,
yeah, you can try that too. It's National Upcycling Day.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Especially on Facebook Marketplace.
I know. You would not believe the money that people get for their junk. Good night.
And for their ex-husband's junk.
Yeah.
As you found out this past weekend.
Yeah, the things you see.
International Fairy Day.
Aw. Like Tinkerbell?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Or Tooth. On this date, I don't know why that sounded weird, but it did. On this date in 1880, Oh Canada, a song that would later become the national anthem of Canada, was performed for the very first time. Oh Canada, I don't think was actually made the anthem until like pretty recently. I'm getting our... Yes, July 1st, 1980, they decided to make it their anthem.
Oh, so
after they'd been around for a little bit.
It's like 100 years and a week. Let's do it.
Before that, they just whistled. That's just what they did. They didn't have an anthem. On this date, 1947, the first white... Ah, it's UFO today. The first reported UFO sighting was made. A guy named Kenneth Arnold out there near Mount Rainier, Washington.
Washington.
Ken Buckner.
No.
Wasn't until 1947?
Kenneth Arnold. No, Kevin Arnold was on the Wonder Years.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yes, several claims to fame. On this date, oddly, 1997, the Air Force decided to release on UFO Day their report on the so-called Roswell incident. And they suggested that the alien bodies people saw were just life-size dummies. That's all it was.
Okay.
That's what... Don't worry, nothing to see here.
America.
Like the crash test dummies, but not... They didn't have a hit.
On this date, and then why were dummies in a weather balloon? Thank you! We'll continue to track that
progress.
We've
got questions.
And if we see a UFO, or if you see one, call the show.
We're very fired up about
this. Make it a happen.
Mm-hmm.
On this date, in 2010, Apple released the iPhone 4. Up until a few years ago, my dad had that still rocking.
Go, Mike.
On this date in 2014, Justin Bieber was involved in a car wreck in L.A. Good to see many years later, he has turned things around.
Keep
and everything seems to be
rubber on the road.
And then on this date, I don't know the year. 10 years ago. There he is. Diddy was in legal trouble. He got arrested for allegedly assaulting a coach at UCLA where his son Justin was playing football.
Yeah.
The charges were dropped due to lack of evidence.
Had a long history of
they have since found a
temper,
lot
temper.
Of other kinds of evidence.
Birthday time, what a day for
happy birthdays.
Be songs and gifts.
On the famous front, we have Tuesday birthday cakes for soccer football star Lionel Messi. He's 38 today. Elsewhere, actress Minka Kelly is 45. Mindy Kaling, 46. Peter Weller, RoboCop. He's 78 today. Mick Fleetwood, also 78. And then on the Hank Van front, a happy birthday today. Kristen Hamilton.
Woo!
And elsewhere, Jared Fuller.
Oh.
Figured we'd announce it on the show. He's in our sales staff, and if we don't announce it, I mean, nobody's going to say anything with me.
America.
Happy birthday, Fuller.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.